Plans for redevelopment of the vacant lot at One Monument Square took a step in a new direction last week. My co-host Dave Pueblo covered the events at the Arts Center of the Capital Region. This is the first part of a two-part story.
Last week, the City of Troy hosted a design charrette at the Arts Center of the Capital Region. This was a three-phase dialogue with the Greater Troy community about the redevelopment of One Monument Square in Troy, the former site of City Hall. In a March press release by the mayor's office, Commissioner of Planning and Economic Development Steve Strickman stated, quote, "The charrette process is intended to specifically design the public space and identify the exact building site as determined by feedback provided by the community. We encourage our residents, business owners, and community stakeholders to participate in this unique and exciting process," end quote. Not surprisingly, turnout and expectations were high for all 3 days. Today we'll look at the first phase, which consisted of a presentation about the site, followed by a multi-group workshop that allowed everyone a chance to make observations and recommendations. Many of the participants mainly wanted an interactive space, oriented around the community, that offered versatility and a space for the farmers market and similar gatherings. Here are some of the people who attended, beginning with City Council Member Anasha Cummings.
What were your impressions of tonight's presentation and the follow-up?
I think it was a really good overview of how we got to where we are. Understanding of the history, which I think is important to move forward. And then right now we're in sort of the phase of throwing everything against the wall and thinking about all the possibilities, which is a really exciting place to be right now because we're all dreaming about all the amazing ideas that could go in this space, and it is an incredible space in the heart of our city. So right now I'm feeling really excited about it. I certainly, as one of many people, will have to think about how it moves forward. I'm a little daunted by how it all comes together, but I'm looking forward to the next few days as part of that process. I think they have a good plan in terms of how to pull some visuals together, pull some concepts together, and get more feedback over the next Wednesday and Thursday.
Were there any particular ideas that stood out for you tonight?
So I am a big proponent of a space that is aimed at science education and making things for kids to do in town. I think that's an area where we're really missing opportunity right now. We don't have a great playground, but as a kid, I love playgrounds, but I also think other sort of more structured things are also really important. And I think I could imagine a museum of science and technology and a children's museum, sort of exploratorium type thing that would integrate really well with the park. But certainly, that's one of many ideas, and there's certainly concepts around integration with the park, concepts around public space, concepts around food access are all seeming like they could fit well on the site as well.
And how do you feel about parking?
So, over the last few months, I've been driving around the parking lots in the middle of the day. I'm just counting empty spots. There's usually about 100 empty spots in every parking lot. And so a big part of our parking challenge downtown is about distribution and about access to them. Because while there's empty spots, they're fully rented. You can't get a spot there. And so part of that is about how our model is in terms of how we're renting them out. But I think there certainly could be need for a few 100, 200 more spots. And I think, honestly, given that the sea level will continue to rise and flooding will continue to happen, a parking garage is a relatively floodable infrastructure piece. And so I think it makes sense, at least on the ground floor. Although I'm looking forward to seeing how we can render that in a way that it doesn't detract from the beauty of the waterfront esplanade.
Michael Gardner, RPI grad.
What drew me into this event that I have, I'm a recent grad from RPI, very involved in the community and student government and looking at ways to help people. I think that Troy has a lot of potential with all the creative people here. I think it's a critical part is to encourage people from that to stay here and doing things to make it so it's easier to stay than leave is like a definite thing we should do whenever we have an event like this.
And what did you see today? I mean, what did they present to you?
They presented something really great, and that was this public property that they really wanted to have the public have a say into. The past four times, it was really more of a contractor coming in or a bid coming in and discussing it there on after. But this is community coming together, brainstorming together, so you get a much more rich and diverse field of ideas and discussion and quick debate between each other about what we actually need or want. And so it's really great that we have that. I think that's what I really saw here that really was great.
So I've heard from your group that there was a pretty much a consensus that it was all about community.
Yeah. Never mind. I was going to say, we really don't like parking. We think that parking is bad. We think that it hampers, cars can figure out where they need to go. I personally believe as a 23-year-old millennial that I should be able to exist without a car. The only thing that's preventing me from selling my car is not having a grocery store here. So, I would be fine with a grocery store, except not in that, location. It's right on the riverfront. So, that right there is a connection. One of the things that I spoke about here was during my time this past year at RPI, we did research into the capital region, how it's all connected around this region with the 8 or 9 counties. And, the thing that connects them all is the Hudson River. So it feels weird and bizarre to me for the community here to think about putting up a building, a black box like a movie theater or parking or whatever, that, just cuts off the river from the shore there. So one of the things we were thinking about was kind of almost Spanish Steps sort of thing with occasional landings that eventually had a sort of water easement into that with steps that you see in other established waterfronts.
So that brings me to my next question, really. Besides what you just described, were there any other ideas that really stood out for you?
There were a couple of them. One of them was this one guy came up with was this huge urban forest, really dense and just kind of have occasional outcroppings of things throughout it. Have this sort of really green space that encourages people to have more trees throughout Troy and just kind of remind them of nature in that way. There was that one. There was a multi-purpose amphitheater and farmer's market thing with how it would be is the amphitheater steps wouldn't be just be enough for someone to sit. It would be more 12 feet deep. It would be grass. And then a hard concrete lip of it to keep it as earth box. And so on Saturdays, you can have the farmer's market on those large green levels. But then on other days, you can have an outdoor show, or you can have a concert go on there. Just trying to make it as multi-purpose but as natural as possible. And that sort of step thing with the venue could again go with that sort of Spanish step somewhat thing that the other guy was talking about.
Great. Anything else you want to add?
No parking. That's the,
okay.
That's the last thing. Thank
I got
you.
That one.
Jen Baumstein, Troy resident.
I showed up at the tail end of the presentation itself, but our conversation, our breakout, was actually quite nice. We spoke a lot about community space. We spoke a lot about how we don't necessarily need as much parking as it has been suggested. We talked about how it should be accessible, and we were all kind of on the same page about this is a public space for the people, and we hope that it is for the people and remains for the people. For a long time.
Margaret Irwin, co-founder of River Street Planning and Development.
Well, after four rounds of going out with a developer-driven process, citizens asked and the city decided to bring on a team of designers to work with residents and organizations to figure out what they would like to have happen at Monument Square and to put together a conceptual plan that came as close as possible to being as consistent with the widest array of interests that people have. Can we listen to people in this community and figure out how to use a space in a way that they will feel really good about so that either action can be taken by a whole variety of partners to cause a project to happen, or that it can go back and or that it goes back out to the development community. And Troy knows exactly what it's asking for. And if someone wants to be the city's partner to develop it, they know exactly what the city's looking for. Not saying we're going to design the building, but if you stay with us in the next couple of nights, you'll see how this goes. And it'll just be a... Then the city will be in the position to know that when they go out to a developer with a procurement, that the odds are very good the city will review those proposals that come in and be ready to move forward. Because we haven't been able to move forward. And it's been hard on people. It's been a very difficult process.
What were some of the ideas that you heard? Like, what one seemed strongest to you, maybe personally, or in terms of the number of people who were vocalizing them or how they were expressing them?
We haven't really debriefed among my colleagues yet, so I think just the quick five-second check-in was that a lot of people talked about civic or quasi-civic spaces. So whether that's a piece of a city hall function or the farmer's market or a number of other uses of the same kind in a place that's flexible, where the public is welcome, where the space feels like it belongs to the public, as at least the ground floor and potentially more of the site if there's a building there. And then there was a lot of support and conversation about physically making the landscape connection between Broadway and the Monument Square area and the river, and how that can happen, how it can be accessible, how it can be beautiful, how it can be, you know, publicly accessible and complement what's happening at Waterfront Park or change it. So what portion of that open space versus built space are things that we'll now, the designers will play with and work on a whole variety of different ways of looking at that we'll bring back to the community on Wednesday.
After the workshop, the design team reviewed the responses and went to work. We'll have more details about what they produced in the second part of this story.